This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
Welcome back. This is Who's Talking, and we've got Terry Gates joining us tonight in studio. Basketball highlight last on Saturday that was fabulous. Is there LeClaire Ryan play of the game? And what was that, Hobbo?
That was the Darius Thompson steal, two-on-one opportunity with Malcolm Brogdon, and he brought the house to its feet with an impressive dunk. It was a contested situation. Somebody next to me said it was Justin Anderson-esque. So, yeah, Darius, he's one of the Virginia team, and I'd throw this to Terry. I mean, very athletic, has some depths, but the athletic ability of this team is one of its clear strengths.
No question about it. It's, you know, we don't quite have the inside power you'd like to see in the size of that, but when you see Devin Hall out there and you see Darius Thomas out there, that dunk was quite impressive. He didn't get fouled. He hung on the rim so long, he lost his balance, and the Winn-Mary kid tripped on him, but he got a foul on that. But that was impressive. You know, He's not. I don't know how great a shooter he is, but he's an athlete, and he can score.
I said during the game, if he could shoot, he would be first team all conference. I mean, what the heck? If I could have played defense, I would have been first team all the conference. So
let's not get carried away.
We all have some limitations here.
Don't stop the presses. there was an alley-oop play, I think, between Thompson and Devin Hall.
That was unbelievable, yeah.
And I did not see that myself, but I heard about it. Describe it to us.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think back to that. But, yeah, Devin Hall is another one, as Terry said. I mean, he's clearly a superb
athlete.
That's
right in front of me. That was a 3-2 zone. So Winn-Mary's got his zone. They're on the perimeter.
It was just kind of a backdoor play.
And on the left block, I think they made eye contact. I think you just saw Hall point.
Right.
He threw it up the rim. Hall with two hands caught it and could have really done a tumble. He just caught it, two hands, went down, and the Winn-Mary kid never saw it coming. And, you know, they got out of that 3-2 zone real quick.
Yeah, that's one way of attacking it. That's not the greatest zone defense where you let somebody get behind you like that. But nevertheless, you know, a little breakdown in the William and Mary zone. But clearly, Virginia having an ability to attack it. The one, as Terry and I were discussing off air, the only concern I had coming away from Saturday is the 2-for-11 from three-point land. And the two were very early in the game, both by Malcolm Brogdon. And just looking, we made 8 threes against Ohio State. Brogdon made 6 of those. So we've had 2 plus 8, 10 made threes in the last 2 games, and Brogdon made 8. So he's not getting much support. I guess the other two out in Ohio State were Darius Thompson made a couple out there. Now, you know, when London comes back, he's another guy that has the potential of making some shots from the perimeter.
And Mariel Shayok has a sprained wrist. To be fair, and he's wearing it. It's wrapped heavily. Evan Nolte, for the game prior, had his hand wrapped, and you know that's his thing. He's supposed to be the guy in the corner.
Well, but yeah, I still think he needs a session or two with Bob Rutella. I still think he's psyched out a little bit. You know, my guess is because he was off the bench fairly early in the William and Mary rotation. Whereas he didn't play that much at Ohio State, I don't think. I got the stats here. But at any rate, so my guess is he's performing well in practice, but there's just some, you know, it's a different scenario when you get out there in front of the 14 or 15,000 and you're only going to take 2 or 3 shots as opposed in practice you might take 10 or 12.
Yeah, you know, Nolte
was 3 of 4 against William & Mary, but none of them were from three-point land.
Right. I don't think it's, you know, the 14,000. I think it's his last year. And the same thing happened last year. You're pressing. You think you're coming into the season thinking you're getting more minutes than you're actually getting. So once you get in the game, you're trying to make things happen. And one of his things happening is his shooting. But he had a rough year last year. He's shooting, 20% from the three-point line, from the three-point area. But as you said earlier, London Perantes is 47.8. He's leading the Virginia Cavaliers from the three-point area. I think they need to figure out a way where they put the burden on him, 2-3 times a half. When you're open, do not pass.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes, you know, when you get an early look where it's a good look, because, you know, and I know Tony wants to run the offense and he wants a little inside-out action and things like that and movement in the offense, but sometimes when you get that really good look early, why not take it?
I think inside 12 seconds, if the ball rotates back into his hand, he's wide open, someone has to make a statement, because you're exactly right. What are we missing from last year is the second scorer that was, you know, Justin Anderson. So we don't have that guy yet. You've got Anthony Gill, but you know he worked so hard.
Well, he's an interior guy, and you understand. And the key last year, particularly early in the season, is Justin Anderson shot the ball extraordinarily well from outside of three, which is something he had not done prior to that last year.
He'd shown glimpses.
Yeah, but the question last year was who replaces Joe Harris, and you said exactly the right thing that it was Justin Anderson. And now the question this year, who replaces Justin Anderson, and we haven't answered that yet.
Well, but certainly London and Malcolm, and Malcolm Brogdon, I think, is a more confident shooter and a better shooter this year than he has been in the past. But he's still, you know, we ask a lot of him. You know, he usually plays defense on the other team's best perimeter player. So, I mean, a lot of times the guy that you're expecting to score, you look for the weaker guy for him to guard. But Tony never does. I mean, Malcolm steps right up and plays oftentimes the toughest assignment on the defense of end on the perimeter.
No, can't argue that. All right, we have got to get ready for the next segment. Just to sort of clarify, we've got Chris Horn of the Saber will help us with recruiting analysis for Virginia football. There are 27 kids committed. 4 or 5, I believe, are early admits approvals, so they can come to Charlottesville in January and start their career and their education. Final thought real quick before we jump to break.
Well, they might have some extra scholarships, but that may be a Bronco decision as to whether or not he wants to use them this year or just hold them until next year.
We're about to find out. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.